بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the Tarawih, a few nights back, we had recited from Surah Luqman. And there's an entire surah dedicated to Luqman alayhi salam. So, what we know about Luqman alayhi salam is that he was not a Nabi, but he was a very wise person. And Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of wisdom. So, either he was divine inspiration, he was given this wisdom, or it was that he was taught by a Nabi of his time. So this entire surah has been named after him. And Allah Ta'ala talks about the advice that Luqman alayhi salam had given to his son. So inshallah we will just discuss that, those advices that he had given, and it's very, very pertinent advices that were given. And these advices are of great benefit to us. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ آتِينَا لُكْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, that indeed we had blessed Luqman alayhi salam, or we had granted Luqman alayhi salam wisdom. And we had granted him wisdom to express gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. So for every ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala blesses a person, he has to express gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. The Mu'tah of Imam Malik reports that Hazrat Luqman was once asked about the reason for his wisdom and virtue. And he replied that he attained his status by practicing upon three things. So how did Allah Ta'ala make him so wise? Three things he always practiced upon. Firstly, he always spoke the truth. Truthfulness in speech. He never spoke lies. Secondly, he always returned the trusts. And thirdly, he abstained from deeds and speech that are futile. Because there were no benefit in it. Any speech that had no benefit, he abstained from it. And any deeds also, any action that had no benefit or futile, then he refrained from it. So these were the three things that made him a wise person. Imam Razi says, regarding Allah Ta'ala saying, we certainly granted wisdom to Luqman alayhi salam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas interprets wisdom to mean a keen intellect and understanding, whilst others say that it refers to understanding the creation and the inspiration to do good deeds. Imam Razi says that it refers to putting his knowledge into practice. And other commentators also say that it implies to that him being steadfast in knowledge and being steadfast in doing good deeds. So thereafter, the second part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Anishkur lillah, to express gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for all the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, especially that of wisdom. And this is something that is sought after. To be a wise person is something that is, it's an achievement. So Allah Ta'ala continues to say that whoever will be grateful to Allah Ta'ala, then he's expressing gratefulness, he's making shukr, it is for his own benefit. It's not for the benefit, na'udhu billah, for Allah Ta'ala. It is for his own benefit. When a person expresses gratitude to Allah Ta'ala, he will be rewarded for it. While it is no favor to Allah Ta'ala. He's not doing any favor to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says in another surah of the Quran, Surah Ibrahim, that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That all the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, we have to just make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Thank Allah Ta'ala. And how do we thank Allah Ta'ala for the bounties? Is that use the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given you, how Allah Ta'ala wants you to use it. And do not use it in a way that will earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is giving you health. Use the health for the service of Allah Ta'ala. Our perfect body, use it, continuously use it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely we are insan, we are weak, we all make mistakes. And all the time we make mistakes. And it's for that reason that Allah Ta'ala has given us the door of Tawbah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make shukr, use it in the correct manner, and at the same time, engage in Tawbah and Istighfar, for utilizing it in the wrong manner, and seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And like that, the ni'mat of wealth also. Health is a ni'mat, and wealth is a ni'mat also. But use that wealth in the correct manner. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنِيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. So Allah Ta'ala says that remember the time when Luqman alayhi salam advised his son. So he gave him some pertinent advices. And the first advice that he gave him, he told him that لا تشرك بالله. Don't ascribe partners to Allah Ta'ala. Without doubt, shirk is the worst injustice. The Arabic word zulm literally refers to placing something where it should not be placed. So shirk is the worst zulm because the perpetrator offers his worship to false gods instead of offering it to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is most worthy of worship. Now a person worships other things else besides Allah Ta'ala, that is the worst form of zulm, worst form of oppression. And after this, what is the next command? وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. After instructing that worship Allah Ta'ala alone and do not ascribe any partners to Allah Ta'ala, thereafter we commanded man with regards to his parents. The next command is with regards to his parents. Luqman tells him that treat your parents in a kind manner. Man is supposed to treat parents with the utmost honor and respect, tending to every need of this. And man should bear in mind that he was once weak, he was a frail child, and he was unable to do anything for himself. He couldn't fend for himself. And thereafter, it was his mother that tended to every his need of his, despite her own needs, but she forewent her needs. How often, I mean, it happens all the time. The mother might not sleep the night, but she'll ensure that the child, the baby, sleeps comfortably. She'll go through whatever difficulty and hardship to ensure that the child is comfortable and all his needs are seen to. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Many of us seated here, our parents have passed on, that Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest maqam and status in Jannah. Those of us whose parents are still living, let us make this intention, inshallah. May Allah forgive us. This is something we are very, very shortcoming in, that we will try and make their khidmat completely, inshallah. Thereafter he mentions that حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. So continuing his advice, Luqman is telling his son now, he's continuing with the same advice, that his mother carried him in her womb, weakness upon weakness. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions that weakness, as the pregnancy advances, the mother grows weaker in every day till the time she bears the child. So at the beginning, it starts off easily and gets worse and more difficult. And Allah Ta'ala has taught us the dua, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. So let us continuously make this dua. Even if our parents have passed on for many years, that Allah have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon us when we were small. And also, brothers, in itikaf, there are many, many duas that we had recited over the nights. If anyone wants to learn any of the duas that were recited, known as the dua that you recite continuously on the night of Qadr, this is one dua. If anyone does not know the dua, inshallah, they are welcome to come. And this is the learning experience also. Inshallah, we'll be more than happy to teach duas, inshallah. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. The next ayat, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. And is weaning after 2 years. So after the ordeal of delivering the child, the parents have to tend to the nourishment of the child. And again they are faced with difficulty and expenses. So while the mother exerts herself to feed and care for the child, and the father exerts himself earning a living for them, all the child has to do is to sleep and eat, and everything is taken care of when the child is small. And when the child falls in, the parents sacrifice their own comfort and sleep to put the child at rest. And how often, as parents, we wish that the child, that sickness be taken away from the child and come into the parents. And we rather go through it than witnessing our young ones going through that pain, going through that suffering, and that sickness that they are going through. That is the love that parents have for children. And this is not even the tip of the iceberg of hardships that parents endure for their children in infancy. And thereafter the baby grows into a young child and is still dependent on his parents for everything. So keeping all of this in mind, a child ought to have a burning desire now to offer comfort and peace to his parents when they grow up. In Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. That the one whom we give long life, we reverse him in creation. That now a baby is small, the parent has to take care of the child and do everything for the child. And now the roles are reversed. Now the child grows up and he is healthy and he can fend for himself, and now the parents need his khidmat and they need his assistance. So Allah Ta'ala, that's the system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has made it like that. So of course man cannot forget the greater gratitude which he owes to Allah Ta'ala, who has created him and placed love and affection into his parents' hearts. It is for this reason that Allah Ta'ala commands man to say, so in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions, حَمَلَتُ مُوْهَانًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنِ وَفِصَالُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. So Luqman is telling his son that offer gratitude to Allah Ta'ala first, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, and thereafter to your parents. Thereafter the next ayat, that a person, even if his parents are non-believers, is still instructed to treat them in a good manner. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَانِي سَلَكَ بِعِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. That if your parents force you to ascribe partners to Allah Ta'ala for that which you have no knowledge, then don't obey them. Why? Because that is shirk, that is disobedient. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But still treat them in this world with goodness and kindness. But cordially associate with them in this world. Thereafter he mentions, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابِ إِلَيْهِ. That follow the path of him who turns to me. It is within the nature of man that influenced by company. Whatever company, he becomes influenced by it. So here Luqman the wise is teaching his son the importance of keeping good company. Advice that he gave him, that if you want to keep company, then make sure you keep the company of those who turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Evil company has evil effects, while good company produces good effects. It is therefore necessary for a Muslim to be in good company so that he may be encouraged to do good. And we're finding it today also, that how often when a youngster, may Allah Ta'ala protect our youth, but it is the cry of many, many parents, Wallahi al-Azim, friends and elders, many a time, even happens in the masjid, the father will say, you know, speak a few minutes, have some problem. We make dua in our heart, Ya Allah, it mustn't be such that his father is going to complain that his child is gone towards drugs. But this is one of the most evil that is has gripped our society nowadays. One father was telling that, you know, my child is on drugs, it is so difficult that I'm not only living with a person on drugs, but I'm living with a thief in the house. I'm living with a murderer in the house. I'm living with a... Every evil is found in the person thereafter. And because I mentioned, Al-Khamru Jumma'ul Ism, that wine is the root of all evil. So even like that too now, this is one worse than that. They'll sell everything in the home so they can meet their supply. And what was the start of it? The wrong company, evil company. So may Allah protect our youth to ensure that they keep the right company at all times and not influenced by the peer pressure that leads them astray. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala mentions that your return, إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So this advice, Luqman tells his son, that the era after your return will be to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will inform you what you used to do. Thereafter he tells his son that, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. That, oh my beloved son, if there has to be a deed equivalent to the size of a mustard seed, which is hidden in a boulder, and this boulder, this small good deed, size of a mustard seed, within a boulder, and it was in the heavens or the earth, Allah Ta'ala would present it on the day of Qiyamah without doubt. Every atom will be presented in the court of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So do not think any small deed as being insignificant. Even if it means you smiling at a person, a good word, moving something from the road, moving an obstacle, making something comfortable for someone. Every action will be brought in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be weighed for you. And if it's evil deeds, may Allah ta'ala protect us, it will be weighed against a person. One subhanallah is more weighty than the entire world and whatever it contains. Thereafter he advises his son further and he says, Ya bunayya aqimis salah. That, oh my son, establish salah, wa'mur bil ma'ruf, enjoin good and forbid evil. Very, very important advice he gave his son, that establish salah in your lives. A person should free his mind from all matters of this world and concentrate his attention in salah. At the same time, he should urge others to follow suit and follow Allah Ta'ala's commands. And he must also forbid them from sinning. So one is amar bil ma'ruf, to enjoin good, and then on the same token, to forbid from doing evil. So in doing so, a person is certain to encounter opposition. So because of which Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam thereafter advised his son, saying that wasbir ala ma asabak, that be patient, patiently endure whatever afflicts you, whatever hardship, whatever calamities come and afflict you, enjoy it with patience. Inna dhalika min azmil umur, verily this is from the resolute matters. And thereafter he gives him, and we'll conclude on these advices of Luqman alayhi salam. He tells him, وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ, that, oh my son, never ever turn your face away from people. If you're talking to someone, then do not turn your face away from people. So in this piece of advice, Hazrat Luqman cautions his son against looking down on others, because it occurs that people with some knowledge, or person with wealth, or person with some status in society, he'll find it below his dignity now to associate with others. So Allah Ta'ala has granted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the highest dignity, but Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi displayed the most amount of humility. It is reported that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to someone, then he turned fully to that person, and thereby he should give him his full attention. And his full attention was on that person, and that person will know now that I'm speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he can hear me, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not ignoring me. This also we can bring it in today's time. That how often we're talking to a person, next thing his phone rings, he starts answering his phone. Or you're talking to the person but he's busy on his cell phone doing something. I don't know whether he's listening to you, he's paying attention to you, he's busy with a few people at the same time. So this is against etiquette and it's against the teaching. This was the advice that Luqman alayhi salam, that don't turn your face away. Anyone is speaking to you, give him your full attention. Why? Because by not doing it, it shows like a form of pride. Hazrat Anas bin Malik reports that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never withdrew his hands after greeting someone until that person himself withdrew his hands. And he also, he never turned his attention away from someone until that person first turned his attention away. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That you're greeting someone, greet him properly. And let that person take his hands out first. And if someone is talking to you also, then let that person finish talking before you just go away and walk away from that person. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Hazrat Abu Hurairah reports it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a mu'min is one who lovingly associates with others. And he added that a person who does not associate lovingly with others and with whom others do not associate in this manner, he is bereft of all good. He is void of all good. May Allah protect us. The last advice in the Surah Luqman that Luqman alayhi salam gave his son, he tells him that وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ, that do not walk arrogantly on the earth. Verily Allah Ta'ala detests every arrogant braggart, and moderate your walk. Neither walk so fast that you present a danger to yourself and others, no walk at a snail's pace, or resembling the walk of a person who is haughty, a person who is arrogant, and a person who is pride. And lower your voice when you're speaking. Why? Because verily, the most detestable sounds is the braying of a donkey. So just as the braying of a donkey is unpleasant and is an unnecessary noise, and is not something that a person would like to listen to, similarly, do not speak in that manner that a person will not like to listen to you in that manner. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This was the advices of Luqman alayhi salam that he has given his son. And definitely every one of these advices, if we hold firm onto it, Luqman alayhi salam, as you mentioned, he was regarded as Luqman the wise. So these are indeed wise advices, and Allah Ta'ala put it in the Quran and Majid. So inshallah, if we hold on to these advices, it will assist us in dunya, it will assist us in qabr, and assist us in Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لك الحمد يا ربنا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت أو موس موسف الله ورحيم الله وكريم الله يا الله you are so powerful يا الله you are so mighty يا الله the entire universe is under your control يا الله we are under your control يا الله you do as you please يا الله Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants. Ya Allah, you blessed us with so many ni'mat. We cannot possibly count all the favors, all the bounties, all the ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, but despite all your favors, Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with perfect eyes, Ya Allah, to look at halal. Ya Allah, we looked at haram. Ya Allah, you blessed us with ears to listen to halal, we listened to haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have used our body to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. There's few moments left of this Mubarak month. Ya Allah, you gave us this month to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Even in this month, we broke your orders. Even in this month, we are sinful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are very, very weak. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know well our condition, Ya Allah. You know what is in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the speeches we utter, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the gunas that we commit in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in private, in public. Ya Allah, you are well aware of our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know well, Ya Allah, you love to forgive. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim. Ya Allah, you are loving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are very merciful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. We are begging of your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our mistakes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to obey you. We love to obey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we want to live a life of your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us, Ya Allah, they are seniors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they left their comforts of their home, Ya Allah, and have come and spend the time in itikaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept their itikaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with their coming out, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have broken your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess and acknowledge each and every one of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this ummah of your beloved Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our numbers are so large, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our numbers are so high, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but we are so disunited, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have so much of differences amongst us, Ya Allah. We have so many different groups and sects, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are gone weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy are inviting towards us. Like how people invite towards a meal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and they're targeting which country to destroy next, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy are eating us, Ya Allah, because of our weaknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant unity in His Ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite His Ummat upon Haqq, Ya Allah. Unite them upon the truth, Ya Allah. Each and every one of us, Ya Allah, united upon Haqq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give this entire Ummat Hidayat, Ya Allah. In every facet of life, Ya Allah. In every field, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite us. Unite our hearts, Ya Allah. Create love and muhabbat between brothers, Ya Allah. Create love and muhabbat in the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us upon the truth, Ya Allah. Upon the haqq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us back to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. This ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some countries of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummatis, Ya Allah, they are being kept in prisons, Ya Allah. Some countries of the world, bombs are being raining down upon them, Ya Allah. Some countries of the world, masajid are being destroyed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for us throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this country of ours, Ya Allah. We are going through difficulties, difficult times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well the conditions are from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all conditions are from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are breaking many orders of yours, Ya Allah. We are not denying it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many orders of yours that have been broken, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have become very, very weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of your anger, Ya Allah. Do not destroy us because of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Guide us all back to the straight path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your disobedience earns your wrath and your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and tawbah and repentance cools your anger. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, do not unleash your anger upon us, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not afflict us with your wrath and your anger and your azab and your punishment. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Allah, whatever other difficulties, Ya Allah, those who are going through domestic problems, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah, those who are going through marital problems, Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between spouses, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between siblings, Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between parents and children, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, open upon them from your khazana, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, our youth, Ya Allah, they were beacons of the future, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your beloved Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam has warned us about the fitnas that are going to come. Ya Allah, there are so many trials and tribulations for our youngsters today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have taken control of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from all the fitnas that are taking place today, Ya Allah. Especially the fitna of drugs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the fitna of zina, the fitnas of the cell phone, whatever other harms that are out there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many tests, Ya Allah. So many tribulations for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Guide them, Ya Allah. Make them from amongst the sulaha. Make them from amongst the atqiya. Make them from amongst your special chosen ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each and every one of them hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them huffaz, Ya Allah. Make them ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Ya Allah. Shifa is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all forms of sicknesses, Ya Allah. Protect us from all forms of illnesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from hospitals. Save us from operating theaters, Ya Allah. Save us from all sicknesses and diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove this virus from amongst us for good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this virus has come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it has destroyed our deen. It has destroyed our dunya. It has destroyed our qabr and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this virus has been the cause of many problems amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not send us another wave, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well it is in your hands, Ya Allah. Do not show us another virus, Ya Allah. Do not show us another wave, Ya Allah. Do not show us another variant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is solely in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove these regulations and lockdowns from us, Ya Allah. Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove all these restrictions upon our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well it is our weakness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making a promise, Ya Allah. Keep our masjid open till the day of Qiyamah. Keep our masjid open, Ya Allah. We will make the masjid abad. Ya Allah, this is our home, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do without your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not send us another wave of this virus. Ya Allah, we want your waves of rahmat, Ya Allah. We want your waves of mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send us your waves of rahmat and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send your rahmat in waves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want your rahmat. We want your closeness. We want your love. We want your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us that, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. We cannot repay them for the ihsan and the kindness that they have shown us, Ya Allah. Rabbi Rahamhuma. Rabbi Rahamhuma. كما ربياني صغيرة رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. يا الله, have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon us when we were young. يا الله, يا الله, يا الله, those whose parents are still living, يا الله, those of our parents that are still living, يا الله, keep them with sihat, salamat, afiyat, protect them from all difficulties, يا الله. Ya Allah, those whose parents have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them united with their children in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah. Each and every one of us seated here, aware of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know it is coming, Ya Allah. But we live our life as though it is not coming. We are living in a denial, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you have reminded us time and again in the Quran Majid that the day has to come. We can't escape it. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every one of us will have to taste from that. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know well we cannot remain here forever. But we live as though we are going to remain here forever. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when the day comes, Ya Allah, that day is going to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that last day of our life be the best day of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world in such a condition that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in sin. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram and disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with kalima. Make us leave this world with iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave as Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have to meet you one day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us meet you in such a condition that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. On this blessed night, in this blessed month, Ya Allah, we're in your Mubarak house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are brothers in itikaf, Ya Allah. They are seniors amongst us, Ya Allah. With their barakat, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless us with our hisab kitab in our right hand. Make us cross the bridge of Sirat, like the speed of lightning. Enter us into Jannah without any reckoning. Without any reckoning, Ya Allah, we do not have any actions to present. But we want Jannah, Ya Allah. Do not take us to account, Ya Allah. Bless us with Jannah, Ya Allah. Bless us with Jannah. Ya Allah, we want you, Ya Allah. We want your Jannah, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal Jannah. Ya Allah, we want your pleasure. We want your happiness. Ya Allah, we want your Jannah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, we cannot bear a little bit of heat in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if a candle were to touch our fingers, we would feel burnt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how can we possibly bear the fire of Jahannam? Ya Allah, definitely we cannot bear it. Ya Allah, save us. Ya Allah, save each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Save our families, Ya Allah. Save our children, Ya Allah. Save our progenies, Ya Allah. Save our forefathers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us all from Jahannam. Ya Allah, keep iman alive in our families, Ya Allah. Keep iman alive in our progenies, Ya Allah. Till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, Ya Mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.